It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
Best gag is you're going to get around here.
Hot wieners anywhere.
Three all the way.
Cheeseburger Club.
All right, here we go. Time for another Kiefer Madness. We've been loaded with Matt and I this week, and it's because we put it out to the people, and the people have responded. If you go to Keefe at WEEI.com, you can send them in. You can send in new grab bags as well. We've got more of those coming your way, John.
We got more of those coming up?
We sure do.
Great. Did you see Keefe?
Yeah.
I know you did.
Yeah, what?
The Twitch chat, there is a new member in there called
Cheeseburger Club.
Cheeseburger Club.
Yeah, I did see that, which I was very happy to see.
Cheeseburger Club.
That's my new favorite drop. Just in time for the end of the year. That's my favorite drop of 2024.
There you go.
Was that guy at a hot dog place ordering Cheeseburger Clubs. So, excellent. This is also somewhat food and or beverage related, Jones. And we go to the South.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever been to the state of Arkansas, home of former President Bill Clinton.
No, home of...
Carlos Williamson, big nasty.
Hunter Henry.
Hunter Henry went to Arkansas. And friend of the show, Dietrich Wise. Two friends. Yep. They were, in fact, teammates.
Yep.
At Arkansas. Scotty Thurman and Corey Beck.
Yep.
And Big Dwight Stewart.
Hot day.
Who? Oh, Todd Day. They had a good Lee Mayberry. They had a good run down there at Arkansas in the early 90s.
They really did.
Nolan Richardson, 40 Minutes of Hell.
Did you say Joe Johnson?
No, that was later, but yeah, the good one.
Yeah. Thank you. Oh, that was later.
Yeah, a little bit later. So that's fine. You can include him. But let's find out what's going on in the state of Arkansas. Okay.
First at 6, a strawberry milk success story.
A strawberry milk success story?
Well, that's good. I think it's much needed because there's a lot of negative, bad stories about strawberry milk.
Where do you stand on
real
strawberry
downers?
Milk?
Not a fan. We mentioned coffee milk the other day. I like a coffee milk.
All right, quick milk power rankings.
Milk Mount Rushmore?
The milk Mount Rushmore would be regular.
Right out of the udder.
Cow.
Yeah, cow.
Cow's
out of the udder.
Yeah, cow's milk.
Raw milk.
Cow's milk. Raw milk.
Yeah.
Milk steak. And... chocolate milk.
Milk Duds.
And Milk Duds. Damn.
Yeah.
Damn. And the movie Milk Money with Melanie Griffith.
Milk chocolate.
I never saw that. But
you never saw Milk Money?
Melanie Griffith, though.
Risque.
I just remember the ads for that.
She was a whore.
Is that true?
Is that was the profession she was in
that? I believe
she,
it was.
Blonde, pretty woman.
She was a working woman in...
No. You're thinking of work. Wasn't she a working girl?
That's Melanie Griffith. Yeah, same person. She was in Working Girl.
Yeah, I think you're confusing Milk Money with Working Girl.
Am I?
Maybe.
I know it was the kid trying to set up Ed Harris with Melanie Griffith. What her profession was, I'm not too sure.
All right, we got to figure this out. Yeah, she was a prostitute named V.
In Milk Money.
In Milk Money, yes, in Milk Money.
What was she at work?
It's a 1994 rom-com.
She's working, not walking.
Earn Ed Harris. Yeah, come on.
Sorry?
It did not make... It was a $20 million budget, made $18 million at the box office, so it's considered a flop. Yeah. I think it's a cult classic now, though. I would have nowhere near...
Working Girl, she was a secretary.
Well, goat's milk.
Oh, goat's milk?
Almond milk?
Harvey milk?
Sure, cat milk.
Harvey milk! From the clouds and Harvey milk. It's not bad.
No.
All right, anyway, strawberry milk, whoa.
You can milk a cat.
Yeah, no,
honestly, one of the worst milks.
It's a bad milk.
It's a horrible milk.
Yeah,
I think we've
established
that.
Thank you for joining us. I'm Diana Davis, a third grader.
That's a good name.
Yeah.
Definitely fake.
Say that again, Diana.
That's definitely a fake name.
Say that again.
Thank you for joining us. I'm Diana Davis, a third grader.
Yeah,
starring in Milk Money. Right.
At Oak Grove Elementary in Paragould, goes the extra mile to secure his favorite fruity beverage.
Sangria, strawberry daiquiris. These are his favorite.
Juice.
Yeah. Juice?
Yeah.
He loves a fruity beverage. Then try something other than milk. Get out of here.
Juicy juice.
Strawberry milk's gross. I was telling the story the other day. So my daughter, to her credit, when we get ice cream, does she chops the flavors, right? She's not like a one, like only vanilla, only tart.
That is good.
So I like that. So she tries different things, likes different things, but she gets strawberry like a decent amount. And you always end up eating the last two like scoops of it.
It's no
and
fun.
I'm like, so when she's up there and she's ordering, I'm like, not strawberry.
We
not
only
strawberry.
Buy.
She's like, strawberry. I'm like, son of
Lucas and I will go to, so you're talking about like an actual like
ice cream
shop.
Place.
So yeah. We'll just at the grocery store.
Oh, what is he like?
Every once in a while we'll get some ice cream. I'm looking at all the ice creams. I'm like, check this one out. Look at that one. That
he's
looks
like,
good. Try that.
Strawberry.
No, he always
vanilla.
Gets the Neapolitan, the 3-1. I'm like, eh.
One of the great Simpsons bits is when Homer Simpson goes through all the cartons and all the chocolate's missing and the vanilla and strawberry are still left. He's like, Marge, we're out of chocolate, strawberry, vanilla ice cream.
In the school cafeteria, our Maddie Sexton stopped by the lunchroom today to see just how he did it.
So they sent somebody to the school?
Good, good, good.
These are just kids screaming in the...
How am
teachers.
I supposed to, like, get strawberry milk without having to ask a teacher?
Wow.
Now you,
well, I mean, I think there are some rules in the cafeteria. You can't just be going around, like, grabbing whatever
right.
you want, right?
That's a good point. It's lawless. This I just, guy. I have no sympathy for teachers. Listen to that. Listening to that cafeteria just sounds like my nightmare.
They're going crazy.
Yeah, just one child is... Already,
so you get milk for 25 cents, or is that?
Ooh, great question.
Thing?
I think now school lunches are free in the state of Massachusetts.
They are free, yeah. Which was amazing when I heard that this year. Yeah, I was
had
like,
to find like 8 quarters.
That is great news. Yeah, it was like a back in my day, it was like I think $1.25 for the like the hot lunch.
Yep,
and then maybe if you want that maybe, came with one milk, and if you wanted a second milk,
you wanted more it was 25 cents or something.
Yeah,
I think it was. Oh yeah, it was definitely an upcharge on you.
Oh yeah.
Definitely an upcharge.
I don't remember having strawberry milk.
I also feel like it was a pain in the ass as like a fifth grader to be in charge of both a dollar and a quarter.
Yeah.
I'm like, the chances of me losing that quarter were pretty good.
Then you can't even get a lunch.
Then you can't get a lunch.
Good point.
When I was in grade school 100 years ago, they had Smilk.
Smilk? Tell
me
about
Smilk. They had like regular cotton milk, just a classic Westland Creamery cottons and milk.
Yeah.
And then this company, Smilk, gave us chocolate, strawberry, and I think it might have been blueberry.
It's the spam of milks?
Yeah.
Basically, it had that name.
It's not soy milk?
Smilk? It was regular milk.
It's regular straight up milk.
As like S apostrophe milk, and it was like three flavors.
Yeah, I'm skeptical.
It's like, do you want some cola? Like, I was like a Coke.
Yeah, what's
it's
in that
cola.
Thing? You ever buy like the
Dr. Lightning or whatever?
Yeah, you like buy like an off-brand thing, and you're like, this is not the product at all. This
I mean,
is a,
there's definitely no Westland Creamery.
Yeah, this
no,
is
it's a miss.
This is a peanut butter product. This is not peanut butter.
Okay.
Yeah, this is the same idea.
While third grader Caleb Hart needed assistance with his strawberry milk mission, his teacher, Wendy Blankenship, says he did all the hard work to make it happen.
So he wrote a small letter to Dr. Taylor, our principal, and she read it and told him that if he would rewrite it, make some changes.
It was ineligible. It was basically what she's saying. She's like, I took a look at this thing. It was nonsense.
Illegible.
I was like, this kid goes to this school.
Yes,
I can't
yes,
read
yes.
any of it.
Yeah.
Like, hey, great idea, little Timmy, but you're going to need to change all of this.
It's ours
in red crayon.
Yeah. It does usually finish towards the bottom. Not to, you know, Massachusetts does very well, so not to look down on any other states, but.
But Arkansas.
The petition, she
not
was
the
like.
Smartest.
Like, we tried to take a look at it. We
it
didn't
is
know
weird
what he was saying.
All the R's so pronounced.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
It's bizarre to me.
So I wonder what was so wrong in that.
Probably most of it.
No punctuation.
Yeah.
All capitals.
I just demanded milk.
Yeah, so they had to
he just wrote milk 100 times
on
the thing.
A lot of curse words.
Like, this is great, but
strongly worded
change
letter.
All of it.
Yeah, okay.
That she would personally deliver it to Dr. Jean Koviak, our superintendent.
Hart was beyond confused.
Wow.
I feel like that's a common.
So walking over to the superintendent? Wow.
Resting state.
Wow.
As to why the pink carton was no longer offered when he started his third grade year.
The first time we had it, I was like, ooh, this is pretty good. But that was in second grade.
Years ago, isn't it before times? Second grade.
Yeah. All the way back in second grade. That's when he first had it. And he's like, I can never have.
Back when girls had cooties.
A day can't go by without me getting some of that strawberry milk. And then it was gone. Poof, one day it was gone.
Yeah. They gave me a taste.
Just like
the wire. It's like the wire or the town. They just give him a taste. Next thing you know,
he needs some milk.
Doped up good and proper.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Billy. Yeah. Joe Mazzulla gets it.
I feel like we might have had strawberry milk like every once in a while. Nobody pitched a fit when it was
school?
Gone. I think we might have.
If we didn't have
did you have chocolate?
Yes. If we didn't have chocolate milk, it would have been a riot. But no strawberry milk, I don't.
I think maybe we did. Like the little carton, they might have worked it in. People trying to sell it. Like, eh. And then it's gone. Then you just go about your day.
Yeah.
You don't pitch a fit and write a letter.
Well,
I mean, I guess it worked out for him. Now all this kid's going to do is write letters.
Yeah, you've really, that's the story here. You've given, this is a horrible lesson. Now, anytime the kid writes a strongly worded letter, he gets what he wants. It's a terrible lesson.
Pick and choose your protests.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill.
We're not going to take shots at the South like 2012 LAK in the chat that says third grade in Arkansas is a PhD in that state. We're not going to read those.
No, we're not.
We're not going to pile on the state of Arkansas.
First of all, we frown upon them. Second of all, we're not going to amplify jokes like that.
The first time we had it, I was like, ooh, this is pretty good. But that was in second grade. This is third grade, and I was like, where's the strawberry milk? Because we had it last year.
After writing multiple rough drafts to the superintendent asking for change.
Stop. Multiple rough drafts?
A lot of red marks on those drafts.
Yes. They're like, dude, none of this, we can't read any of this. You need to maybe type it up.
Yeah.
Like, to type it up on what?
Typed it in Wingdings? Why'd you do that?
What was your actual homework?
They may not have computers down there, so let's cut him some slack. He doesn't have a lot to work with.
So multiple
rough
drafts saying, I want strawberry milk.
Okay, remember when we had strawberry milk last year? Yeah. Can we have it this year?
Yeah, no.
After writing multiple rough drafts to the superintendent asking for change, Dr. Nick Jankowiak agreed to Hart's request.
He showed up, knocked on my door, and he told me that he had strawberry milk for the entire school district because of Caleb Hart's letter. I was first excited, but then whenever I figured out it was for other schools too, I was super excited.
How about that?
Wow.
This giving season, he's not just looking out for himself.
Well, he kind of was.
No eye in strawberry milk.
In Arkansas, there's a lot of eyes.
Especially
in that.
The way I say it. There's no eye.
Hi, everybody.
In the state of Arkansas, there's actually like three eyes in strawberry milk.
Yeah.
Now? All of Paragould School District has the choice of sipping on strawberry milk during breakfast and lunch in the cafeteria.
Wasn't any fresh fruit, but we now do have strawberry milk for
the kids. Yeah, we dropped the music program.
Oh, that's long gone.
There's no more late buses for the children.
But strawberry milk, I mean, we are up to our eyeballs in strawberry milk now at the school.
Yeah, our priorities are back where they belong. Fattening up our kids.
And it seems to be a big hit here at Oak Grove.
It kind of has like an ice cream kind of flavor, like melted strawberry ice cream.
Blankenship.
Regular Guy Fieri over here with the description.
Yeah, seriously.
I was just looking up.
It's a very nuanced taste. It's like strawberry
and ice cream.
It's like a melted strawberry ice cream. What'd you say, Nick?
Do they use strawberry milk to make strawberry ice cream?
I was actually surprised. So I looked up percentage of adults with obesity in the United States of America as of 2023.
Yeah.
No, by state.
Yeah.
50 of them.
Arkansas clocks in third. 40%. This is the feeder. This is a gateway drug, Jones.
I told
you.
Give them a little taste.
West Virginia, number one.
Yeah.
Mississippi. Oh, sorry.
I was guessing Louisiana or Mississippi.
Okay, Louisiana's four.
They usually do poor in these sort of.
It's neck and neck, too.
Yeah.
Or chin to chin, however you want to say it. Mississippi, 40.1%. Arkansas, 40%. Then Louisiana.
Yeah.
Do you want to take a stab at five? I'll give you a clue. It's right in that area.
Did you say Alabama?
Nope. That's Alabama.
Alabama.
You're out.
Yeah, they usually in most of these. They don't fare well in these. Third, but, with a little more strawberry milk, they could be right back to number one.
You know what's right towards the bottom?
What's that?
On a good tip.
What's that now?
Massachusetts.
Oh, really?
Washington, D.C., not a state.
No,
shouldn't count.
Doesn't count.
Colorado, number one.
That's a fit state.
Fit state. Yep. Hawaii.
Fit state.
Yeah, beach bods.
Yeah.
Got a beach bod.
Can't be.
And then Massachusetts, California, New York, Vermont. There you go, Jones.
Healthy state.
Where the hell's New Hampshire? They were up a little bit. That's all right. Don't worry about us.
They're living free.
That's true.
Packing on extra
and
calories.
And also perhaps dying because of the obesity.
Yeah.
Describes Hart as a leader. She said he's got a bright future ahead of him.
Oh, yeah.
We're grading on a curve because it is Arkansas.
In Paragould, Maddie Sexton, K8 News.
Thank you, Maddie. Great story. K8 News reached out to the superintendent's office for a word on this story, but did not hear back.
For this feel-good story, do you mind just putting a little exclamation point at the end? They're like, no.
They told us to revise our rough draft, and they'll send it back to us.
Like, we are not going to talk to you.
Good point by Dice on the text line.
Yeah, what'd he say?
We better relax. Friend of the show, Hunter Henry, is from Arkansas. Should we ask Hunter Henry about this?
No.
No?
We probably shouldn't. You know what pairs, actually, in all seriousness, you know what pairs well with the strawberry milk?
Banana.
Cheeseburger club.
Didn't even think about that. Right there.
It's right here. It's right there, Jones. Yeah, I order the number 5, which is
cheeseburger club.
Cheeseburger club.
With a large fry and a strawberry milk to wash it all down.
Beautiful.
Yeah, no, I don't think... strawberry milk is one of the worst things going. Like, I have no interest in a strawberry milk.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
It's low on the list.
It tastes great and or has many health benefits.
Chocolate milk I had just the other day. I like chocolate milk.
When's the last time you had a
chocolate milk?
Milk
might be a Mount Rushmore drink.
When's the last time you had a chocolate milk back there?
For you, last night.
Last night?
Right, well, you got me
after
there.
Dinner, cookies and chocolate milk.
I mean, I don't
know. It was polished off some cookies.
A decade?
What else am I supposed to do with my cookies?
I haven't had chocolate milk maybe since high school.
Really?
I don't think so.
You don't get it for the kid?
No.
Oh, yeah. There's protein in there. I had chocolate milk last night.
The two of you both had chocolate milk last night?
I filled up a 20-ounce beer glass with chocolate milk last night.
That's how I do it, too.
I'm a child.
Now, did you buy like a gallon of chocolate milk, or do you have like the liquid?
It's like a pre-made one.
No. We bought one from the store.
True Moog,
yeah.
Yeah, it might have been.
Smilk.
No, not smilk. It wasn't smilk. This is the real deal.
Nice.
No, my wife likes the chocolate milk. We all like a chocolate milk. Kids,
is it the real deal? You didn't have to stir anything.
I didn't. Right, there's no syrup.
No, that is
lazy.
The way you want it. You don't make your own. That's
no, you do. So you add a little extra
you want
syrup.
Powder?
I don't like that.
You want a lot of powder?
I don't even know if they make. Do you want the pre-made anymore?
I just remember the Dane Cook bit where he's talking about. Like, now I got the movie Dune in my chocolatey drink. Hilarious. People hate on him now. That's not fair. It's unfair. He takes cheap shots now.
He's got a documentary coming out.
Dane Cook does?
Yeah, he just did an interview with the SNL podcast, Spade and Dana Carvey's podcast.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, so he's got a whole documentary coming out about that whole thing that happened with his brother and his sister-in-law.
Oh, my God. So his brother really stole millions from him.
Almost literally everything. He said it got to the point, and obviously he'll tell more details in the special, but he was paying places to let him perform so that he could build the money back
up.
Jeez. It's like
that's insane.
Like, they took pretty much everything he had.
That's one of the things that bugs me, though, is 20 years ago, the dude was absolutely hilarious, and now people are like, nah, he was never funny. It's like, oh, yeah, is that right? You weren't laughing your ass off. He was great.
Dude sold out the Garden.
Yes. Multiple times.
Right.
That's amazing. Even when Chappelle came through here.
He opened, right?
He brought him in.
Yeah.
He was one of the first guys, too, that was like, he caught a lot of heat for it.
Yeah.
Because I think it was like the benefit show might have been after the marathon bombings.
Oh.
Where he was like, get rid of your phones. No phones.
Yeah,
no,
he didn't want people to record.
So he got a lot of heat for that.
He did.
Now that's like the standard for
comedy.
They
all do that now.
Right.
Ahead of the curve.
They also, I think, were just jealous of him because he got on MySpace first.
He talks about that.
And promoted his stuff. And then people were like, you can't do it that way. And
he's
then
like, he goes, I literally replied to every message
yep.
I got.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Insane how
he
much
was big
happened.
On that. Hmm. But anyway, what do you got? You got any milk texts coming in?
Milk causes kidney stones is what I'm
is that right?
I'm going to have to check that.
I mean,
I'll
ease up on it a little bit.
I'm a little worried about this. A little worried about the state of Arkansas is what I'm a little worried about.
Yeah, you should be.
We run out of bed there? Is that what we did? We ran out of bed for the Kiefer.
The best gag is you're going to get around here.
All 16 minutes and 25 seconds gone.
It was a longer madness today. That's all right.
It's all right.
Listen. That was another one that was sent in. So, again, keef@weei.com. If you got some weird stories you want us to discuss on the show,
send those in.
Nick
can track those down while he's extending the Kiefer Madness bit. 617-779-7937. We're a hair late. We'll be back with Keef's Keys to the Bye Week next.
Yeah. I haven't had a wiener.